The Kraft Foods Company presents Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve. It tastes so good. In those four words, you have the big reason why millions of American women prefer all-purpose parquet margarine made by Kraft.
For spread, for seasoning, for shortening, it tastes so good.
Yes, as a spread, parquet margarine tastes so good on bread, toast, rolls, hotcakes, waffles. As a seasoning, parquet margarine tastes so good on mashed potatoes, hot cooked vegetables, in casserole dishes. As a shortening, parquet margarine adds its own delicate goodness to everything you bake or fry. And parquet margarine, made from selected products of American farms, enriched by 15,000 units of vitamin A to every pound, costs much less than the most expensive spreads. So ask today for parquet.
For spread, for seasoning, for shortening, it tastes so good.
And remember, in states where the law permits, you can now buy parquet margarine in handy quarter-pound sticks already colored a rich golden yellow and ready to serve. That's parquet, P-A-R-K-A-Y, parquet margarine made by Kraft. And now, the Great Gildersleeve, with the songs of Miss Kay Starr and the great man himself. Well, it's the beginning of another day in the Gildersleeve household. The great man and his little family have finished breakfast. Marjorie has just left for school, but Leroy seems to be stalling.
Leroy?
Yeah, Unc?
You better get started for school. It's getting late.
Unc?
Yes?
Couldn't I go just 1 hour late this morning?
Oh, my goodness. What an idea.
Well, I'd miss folk dancing.
Folk dancing? They teach that at school?
Yeah, it's a lot of sissy stuff.
Oh?
Today we have square dancing. We have to dance like this. Put your little foot, put your little foot, put your little foot down there.
Oh, my goodness. Folk dancing. Why, that sounds ridiculous to me.
Me too.
When I went to school, I really got an education. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. 4 and 4 are 8. 8 and 8 are 16. 16 and 16 are...
34?
Right. Well, at least they taught you that much. Anyway, I'm not going to have you wasting your time on folk dancing. I didn't raise you to be a ballet dancer.
That's right, Unc. I bet you could get me out of that class if you wanted to.
You bet I can. And by George, I'm going to school with you and do it right now.
Oh, boy. Maybe you can get me out of geography, too.
Leroy, let's not overdo this.
Oh.
Yes. Put your little foot down. I'm going to put my big foot down. Come on, Leroy. What's your teacher's name again, Leroy?
Miss Taylor, Unc. She's a new girls' gym teacher.
Oh, well, I'll teach her a thing or two.
Want me to go in the gym with you?
No, you wait out here. I want to speak to Miss Taylor alone. We'll soon settle this folk dancing business.
Thanks, Unc. You're swell.
Gym teacher. I bet she keeps Indian clubs in her closet. Wait till I see that muscle-bound Amazon. Wonder where she is. I'll ask that girl playing basketball. Oh, miss. Young lady.
Yes?
Can you tell me where I'll find Miss Taylor?
Well, yes, I can. I'm Miss Taylor.
Well, I... you're the gym teacher?
Yes, I am.
I mean, how do you do?
Hello.
Well, so you're Miss Taylor.
Yes.
Nice little gym you have here.
Was there something you wanted to see me about?
Oh, I'm Leroy's uncle, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve.
Oh?
And I wanted to talk to you about this folk dancing class.
Oh, are you interested in folk dancing?
Well,
it's my favorite class.
It is?
Yes. I think it's very good for the children. It teaches them poise and the social graces.
Poise in them, oh, yes, indeed.
You know, some people think folk dancing is a waste of time. I hope you don't feel that way.
Me? No.
A lot of adults are becoming interested in folk dancing, too. In fact, I'm teaching a class here tonight. I suppose that's what you came to see me about.
What?
Oh, yes, yes, that's just why I came here. I'd love to enroll in your class.
All right.
If you're the teacher, I'd like to be the pupil.
Hey, Unc.
Oh, hello, Leroy.
Did you get me out of folk dancing?
What was that, Leroy?
He wants to know if I'm going to take folk dancing.
What?
Yes, my boy. I start my class tonight.
Are you kidding?
No, of course not. Put your little foot, put your little foot down there.
Boy, what a character.
Children. Well, I can't wait for your class.
Oh, I hope you'll like it. We're having Western square dancing tonight. It's rather strenuous, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Strenuous? Well, that won't bother me. I'm pretty athletic, you know.
You are?
Oh, you bet. When I was at Princeton, they called me Galloping Gildersleeve. I went out for football, track, swimming.
Swimming?
Sure. Backstroke, front stroke.
Were you good at the crawl?
Well, when I was a baby, the crawl.
Well, Mr. Gildersleeve, it's been nice meeting you. I'll see you tonight, then.
Yeah, all righty.
Well, good morning, Miss Taylor.
Oh, good morning, Judge Hooker.
Well, look who's here.
Hello, Hooker.
What are you doing in the gym, Gilde? Are they going to use you for a medicine ball?
How amusing for an old gentleman.
Miss Taylor, I just dropped by to tell you that I'll see you at the dancing class this evening.
Fine. Mr. Gildersleeve's going to be there, too.
What? Gildy, aren't you a little stout for square dancing?
No, I'm not. I can dance as well as you can.
I doubt that. I happen to be the slender, willowy type.
You happen to be a skinny old beanpole.
Now, gentlemen.
Why, Gildy, I can square dance circles around you. Just watch how graceful I am.
Yes.
Gentlemen, it's almost time for my class.
It'll just take a moment, Miss Taylor. Watch this. All giant hands and circle round. Lift your feet right off the ground.
Looks like an old goat with a hot foot.
Swing your partner. Ball the jack. Turn the corner. Then come back. There. How was that, Miss Taylor?
Very good, Judge.
Thank you.
Right on the key, too. If you think that's good, Judge, watch me, Miss Taylor.
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve, I don't think
I... Watch how graceful I am. Swing your partner, ball the jack, turn the corner. Oh, turn too fast. Slippery floor.
I'm sorry. Let me help you up, Mr. Gildersleeve.
I warned you, Fatty. You're too round to be a square dancer.
Certainly fell for Miss Taylor. Right on the floor. Gosh, she's cute. Just the kind of girl I've always dreamed of meeting. I had it all pictured, too. Just the way it should be. Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across the crowded room, and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room, and night after night. As strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never cry. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. Or all through your life you may dream of alone. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her again. Well, I guess the judge is right. I'll never be a square dancer. I'm just a big fat water commissioner. Oh, well. Good morning, Bessie.
Good morning, Mr. Gildersleeve. Did you hurt yourself when you fell down?
I see Hooker's been here already. Why doesn't that old windbag mind his own business? Bessie?
Yes, sir.
Do you think I'm too fat?
Can I answer that question after payday?
Bessie?
Mr. Gildersleeve, I know how you could lose a lot of weight.
You do? How?
Stop eating.
Thank you very much.
No, I mean stop eating lunch. I did that for a while and lost 5 pounds.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Well, maybe I'll try it, Bessie.
Good.
I'll go without lunch today.
That's the spirit.
Yes, sir. By George, I'll lose so much weight, I'll be the best square dancer in Summerfield. I'll make Miss Taylor proud of me.
Yes, sir, you can do it. Just don't think about food.
Right.
Just forget about all those things like big, juicy steaks smothered in onions.
Right. Big, juicy steaks?
Yes, sir, and mashed potatoes covered with gravy.
Mashed potatoes covered with gravy?
And deep dish apple pie with lots of whipped cream.
Apple pie? Whipped cream?
Yes, sir. Mr. Gildersleeve, where are you going?
Sounds awfully good, Bessie. I'm going to lunch. That was a wonderful lunch. Steak smothered with onions, mashed potatoes, pie and whipped cream. Pretty heavy, but what the heck. I can't reduce. I just won't go to Miss Taylor's class tonight.
Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
What? Oh, John Wall. What are you doing here in Summerfield?
Well, I'm going to the square dance class tonight. I thought it'd be a good place to spread the word about parquet.
Oh, I see. A parquet spread.
You know, square dancing's a wonderful way to work up an appetite.
Huh?
And there's nothing as appetizing as parquet margarine, because it tastes so good.
Yes, it does.
I suppose you're going to the dance.
Well...
Be sure to bring some sandwiches. And don't forget to have Bertie use parquet. You'll find it simply delicious on bread or roll.
Yeah, but I'm a little heavy for square dancing, John, in my present state.
State? That reminds me. In many states, you can now buy parquet in those handy yellow quarter-pound sticks.
Well, I asked for it.
Of course, you can still get the white parquet at the regular economy price.
Oh, you can?
Well, Mr. Gildersleeve, I'll see you at the dance.
John, I've been trying to tell you I'm not going to the dance. I'm not interested.
You're not interested in parquet.
No, I didn't say that. Do I have to spell it out for you?
No, I'll spell it for you. That's P-A-R-K-A-Y, Parquet Margarine, made by Kraft. Goodbye, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yeah, goodbye. Well, while I'm out, I might as well drop in the Peavies and get some cigars. When I fell down this morning, I broke my panatellas. good morning, Peavy.
Well, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. Are you going to Miss Taylor's square dance class tonight?
I don't think so. I'll never learn how to square dance, Peavy. I'm too fat. Wouldn't you say so, Peavy?
Well, I wouldn't say so.
If... Oh, skip it.
All right. Mr. Gildersleeve, if you're worried about being stout, I know something you can do about it.
What's that?
Reduce.
I can't reduce.
Well, exercise might help. Have you ever tried the Amazo reducing set?
What?
I happen to have one right here behind the counter.
Peavy, I'm not interested.
Now, there you are. It's in this box.
Well, guess I'll take a look at it.
Just a moment. I'll blow the dust off.
Peavy!
Now, I'll take your lid off here. There. This is the Amazo exerciser.
Oh?
It's very simple to operate. You just grasp the handles and pull the swings apart like this. Try it again. Well, you get the idea.
Oh, of course.
The set also contains a booklet, Amazo Reducing Exercises. There's two pictures of the same fella here, before and after. Here he is before. Looks like you.
Yeah. Peavy, how many years have you had this set?
Well, a few.
Must have been quite a few. Look at this fellow. He's wearing a leopard skin and high-button shoes.
Well, it is a little old, but it's very good.
Well.
And it's only $5.
All right, Peavy, I'll take it. What can I lose?
$5.
What?
I say, that'd be $5.
Well, all right, there you are.
And there you are. Thank you, and call again.
Might work at that, Peavy. Yeah, with this set, I'll probably lose 20 pounds.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
This is a good place to exercise. Out in the backyard. Hope nobody sees me in my bathing suit. Let's take a look at this Amazo booklet. First exercise. Bend over and touch toes 20 times. Can't even see my toes. There. Touched my knees. Yeah, dimples. I'll be able to do this 20 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm getting dizzy. I feel weak. This reducing is hard work. I think I'll go in and get a piece of pie. Arms up. Arms down. Arms up. Arms down. Arms up.
Mr. Gildersleeve.
Oh, Bertie, arms down.
Mr. Gildersleeve, you still reducing?
Yeah. Getting tired, too. Better keep my strength up. Bertie.
Yes, sir?
Would you go in and get me another piece of pie?
Yes, sir. That man.
More comfortable exercising up here in my room. I can relax on the bed like this when I'm tired. Well, I start the next exercise. As soon as I finish this banana.
Hiya.
Hello, Leroy.
What are you doing in that bathing suit?
I'm reducing, my boy.
What?
Well, guess I've exercised enough for today. Step on the scale here. See how much weight I've lost. Oh, my goodness, I broke the scale. Oh, what's the use? Might as well eat another banana.
Hello,
Marjorie.
I thought you were going to that square dance class tonight.
I don't think I will, my dear.
Oh, Unky, don't be silly. You shouldn't be so sensitive just because you're a little stout.
Well, I made a fool of myself once, and that's enough.
And you promised Miss Taylor you'd go. She'll think it's funny if you don't show up.
Well, she'll think it's a lot funnier if I fall down again.
I'll go on, Unky. Show her you're a good sport.
Well, maybe I will go. But if Judge Hooker cackles just once, I'll punch him on his red nose.
Sure. Good night, Unky.
Yeah, good night, my dear. Well, I could go and just watch him dance, I guess. I'll just be a wallflower. I've sure got the pot for it.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Gilsley.
Hello, Bertie. Oh, Bertie, I think I'll go to that square dance after all.
That's good, Mr. Gilsleeve. And don't you worry about being too fat. Everybody likes you just the way you are.
Well, thank you, Bertie.
Besides, there's nothing you can do about it. If you're fat, you're fat.
Yes, I guess so.
So don't worry about it. If you're fat, you're fat.
Yes, Bertie.
Some people are skinny, but you ain't one of them. You, Mr. Gilsleeve, you ain't the thin man.
Bertie, I understand.
If you're fat, you're fat.
I know that.
Yes, sir. Every time you take a pound off one place, it shows up someplace else.
Bertie!
Yes, sir, there's nothing you can do about it. If you fat, you fat.
Well, she ought to know. Sounds like a big crowd in that gymnasium. Whole town must be in there. Yeah, I guess I might as well go in. Show Miss Taylor I'm a good sport. Look at all those Summerfield cowboys. Well, I'll just sit here in the corner and watch them for a while. Just be a wallflower.
Gentlemen.
Oh, John Wald.
We have a big surprise for you at our square dance tonight.
Probably a commercial.
Something very special. I'd like to present in person that very charming and wonderful singer, Miss Kay Starr, who's going to ride that Wabash Cannonball.
Oh, I'm glad I came.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, to the green old flowing mountains, to the Southland by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome, known quite well by all. She's a combination, she's that Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the rumble, the rustle and the roar. As she glides into the Southland, Southland by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome, known quite well by all. Why, she's a combination, she's that Wabash Cannonball. She came into Birmingham one cold December day. She pulled into the station, you could hear those people say. She comes from Indiana, and she's long and she's tall. Why, she's a combination, she's that Wabash Cannonball. Oh, listen to the rumble, the rustle and the roar. As she glides into the Southland, Southland by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome, known quite well by all. Why, she's a combination, she's that Wabash Cannonball. Here's to that old engineer, his name will ever stand, and always be remembered in the court throughout the land. When his earthly days are over and the curtains round him fall, they'll take him back to Dixie on that Wabash Cannonball. Hey, listen to the rumble, the rustle and the roar. As she glides around the Southland, Southland by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome, known quite well by all. Why, she's a combination, she's that Wabash Cannonball. Ole, ole, too. Ole, ole,
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Look at Judge Hooker wearing a frock coat and a cowboy hat. Looks like Hopalong Cassidy's grandfather. This is no fun. Ooh, Miss Taylor. She's coming over here. But she's going to ask me to dance. I'll just sneak
her. Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Hello, Miss Taylor.
I'm awfully glad you came.
You are?
Yes, the next dance is going to start in just a moment.
Well, I don't, then.
I wonder if you do me a favor.
Huh?
Our square dance caller couldn't come tonight, and, well, I wonder if you'd be willing to take his place.
Take the caller's place?
Yes, I'm sure you'd be perfect for it. Everybody says you have a wonderful voice.
Well, not so bad, I guess.
Of course, it means you won't be able to dance all evening. Will that be all right with you?
Sure.
Well, the calls are written out on this card. You go on up on the stand, and I'll introduce you.
Yeah, all right.
Mr. Higginbottom, fanfare, please. Ladies and gentlemen, we are honored tonight in having as our guest caller one of Summerfield's leading citizens, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hit it, Higginbottom. First couple lead out to the right. Swing four hands around and round. Duck and dive, six in line. Hurry up, Judge, you're way behind. Thank you.
Gildy.
Oh, hello, Judge.
Congratulations. You make a splendid call.
Thank you, Horace. You're not doing so bad yourself for an old goat. Well, here we go again. Who's that dancing around the hall? Well, by heck, it's old John Wald. Hello, John. What do you say?
Don't forget to buy parquet.
What a sneaky way to get in a commercial.
Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yes, Miss Taylor.
You're the hit of the evening. I'm so glad you came tonight.
Yeah, so am I. Just listen to this one. Well, there's PB, big as life. See him dancing with his wife. Say there, PB, you're a real hip cat.
Well, now I wouldn't say that.
He's great dancing is fun. Hit it again, Higginbottom.
Back to the great Gildersleeve and the square dance in just a minute. Don't forget, you can now get yellow parquet margarine in all states where laws permit. Yes, parquet, the delicious spread with a wonderful flavor, now comes in handy quarter-pound sticks already colored a rich golden yellow. Of course, you can still buy white parquet everywhere at the low economy price. So ask today for parquet.
For spread, for seasoning, for shortening. It tastes so good.
That's P-A-R-K-A-Y, parquet margarine made by Kraft.
Folks, this is our last broadcast of the season. We'll be back for the Kraft Foods Company early in September. Watch your local papers for the announcement. While everybody's having so much fun here at the Square Dance, it's a good time for me to thank all the members of our cast for the wonderful times we've had together during the year. As Walter Tetley, our little Leroy, Mary Lee Robb as Marjorie, Lillian Randolph, that's Bertie, and Gloria Holliday, who is Bessie, my secretary. Last but not least, those two outstanding character actors, Earl Ross, who plays Judge Hooker, the old goat, and Richard LeGrand, who is our lovable guest, Mr. Peavy. By the way, Peavy and Bertie and I will be in Oakland from June 4th to 12th to entertain at the Bay Area Industrial Exposition, Oakland, California. Tonight's script was written by Gene Stone and Jack Robinson, and on alternate weeks you hear stories by John Elliott and Andy White. We also want to thank Jack Meekin and his wonderful orchestra, John Wall, our announcer, Monty Frazier for his fine sound effects, Ray Ferguson, our engineer, Frank Pittman for his valuable time, and Fran Van Hartersfeld, our director.
And thank you, Hal Perry, the great Gildersleeve.
Good night, folks. I guess that's all. Hope we'll see you all next fall.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.